The first time I hiked Mount Tom with John Gallagher, I said goodbye to him at the peak. And then,
clear.
He flew away. There was this other guy there, a hiker who had stumbled upon us, Brandon Russell from Ludlow.
I just saw this guy jump off the side of a cliff with a parachute. I've never seen that happen before. He's like 300 feet above us now already. That's wild, man.
Gallagher's 68 years old. He's been paragliding here at Mount Tom for over two decades. No propeller, no motor, just the same air currents that are holding the turkey vultures aloft.
We catch a thermal and up we go. I've climbed to 7,000 feet here.
Just to be clear, 7,000 feet is about seven times higher than Mount Tom itself. It's cold up there at Cloud Base. Gallagher wears a puffy winter jacket even in summertime. His parachute, he calls it his wing, is oblong, sort of pill-shaped. He hangs from it in a comfy hammock-like seat.
It's still amazing. I get up there sometimes and I look up and I say, yep, I'm flying on strings and cloth.
Sometimes Gallagher launches from here and flies to his house in Hadley, about 8 miles away. Sometimes he flies from Mount Tom all the way to Rhode Island or Eastern Mass. But some days he doesn't go anywhere, just soars above the mountain with the bald eagles and the broad-winged hawks. Then he comes to a gentle landing on the mowed lawn of Pat Kuzniers, who watches Gallagher and other paragliders from her porch at the base of the mountain.
I've seen them land on their butts. I've seen them hit a tree.
Kuzniers is in her 60s, maybe her 70s. She didn't want to commit to a number. She's a fixture of the local paragliding community. Up to a point.
Have you ever flown?
Do I have stupid tattooed on my forehead?
Another local fixture is Ben Peralt, age 42. He runs a Mountain View farm, not far down the road from Kuzniers' house. He's been flying Mount Tom for 8 years, ever since he became rather abruptly aware of what the paragliders were up to.
I was in the greenhouse, and all of a sudden this shadow went over the greenhouse, and somebody crash-landed in the strawberry field. And I went to go yell at him, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? And then I was like, wait, what are you doing?
If you hear Peralt huffing here, it's because it's a humid June evening and he's carrying his 50-pound pack up the mountain, parachute and all. He's hoping to catch some air before the sun sets. And when he lands, it'll be in one of his own fields, strawberry crop on one side and snap peas on the other. Flying came along at the right time for Peralt.
Yeah, I was swamped. I was like, working nonstop. I wasn't happy, to be totally honest. And like the thermal flying was like just a huge draw to me. It's like no power, you know, just you and the elements and the wind.
That wind can be fierce though. And the riskiest part of flying Mount Tom is the launch. On July 8th, the pilot briefly lost control during takeoff and hit the ground hard, suffering two broken legs. He was transported off the peak by the Holyoke Fire Department, which says it deals with about one paragliding incident a year. For his part, Peralt describes himself, safety-wise, as a conservative pilot. On this day, he meets Gallagher, his longtime mentor, at the launch site. He stands at cliff edge, assessing the strength of the wind and pointing to his farm down below.
That field, it's super sandy, the soil gets wicked hot, and that thermal starts right there, and then it sort of bubbles up and then gets sucked up the mountain.
Peralt's farm is literally powering the air currents that will keep him aloft. To measure those currents, pilots carry an instrument called a variometer. Here's Gallagher again.
So as we go into a thermal, this thing will start to... Here, as I lift it, if I lift it fast, here, really fast, so that means that's a really good thermal.
The wind dies down a bit, and Gallagher and Peralt and others take off, one after another, to soar in what they call the evening glass off, when the heat from the valley releases all at once. After a while, Peralt calls me from 1,800 feet elevation.
Every once in a while, you get one of these hands-free nights. And you can just let go of the controls and point it to the wind and just hang out here and watch the sun go down. It's really beautiful.
It's now the second time I've climbed this mountain, only to have all my companions fly away. So when Gallagher offers to take me on a tandem flight later in the week, I pause for a minute, and then I'm like, sure. The day of our flight, in her driveway, Pat Kuzniers gives me, let's call it a pep talk.
When you go up, right, Ben, we're going to get you halfway up in the sky, and then John's going to hit the release and make you plummet.
plummet. Good joke, but maybe not a word a first-time paraglider wants to hear. At the peak, there are a half dozen of us getting ready to launch, including John Mendes.
Are you married? Yeah, you'll be divorced if you become a pilot. I gotta leave early today, but I kind of told her, I promise you I will be at the party. She goes, you're not at the party, that's it, we're done. I've had enough of this flying.
Mendes is the first to take off, and he descends quickly, too quickly, barely skirting the trees at the edge of the landing zone. Gallagher gives his assessment.
Yeah, he went the wrong direction. He turned downwind and went too far out. It was a whole bunch of what not to do in that one.
On the bright side, Mendes might have just saved his marriage. Now another pilot launches, and 5 minutes later, he's soaring at 4,000 feet. Then it's our turn. Gallagher clips me into the harness, attaches my harness to his. I'm standing in front, him in back.
When I say run, 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 just really barrel, you know, just, yep. Just give it a...
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple minutes waiting for the breeze to pick up.
Okay, let's do it. All right, forward step, forward step, forward step. Okay, here we go. Back, back, back. Forward, just forward a little. Okay, let's go. Run, 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 run.
Not something I usually do, go charging off the edge of a mountain. But the ground's gone now from under my feet, and there's the cliff behind us.
All right, don't be looking down, just look out where we're going. You feel okay?
I'm feeling good.
Good.
Gallagher turns us into the wind, flying alongside the mountain.
There's the thermal, feel that?
It's kind of unreal still.
Yeah.
We turn and turn again, coasting along the mountainside. But Gallagher's not finding a strong enough thermal to get us up above the cliffs.
Okay, I'm gonna gamble going out here. See if we can find a thermal on the way.
Gamble, another questionable word for the first-time paraglider. And in this instance, no luck. We're heading down, away from the mountain toward East Hampton.
All right, looks like we're landing.
All right.
About 7 minutes after we launched, we're coasting toward the landing zone. I'm supposed to stand and run as we touch ground.
Okay, stand up, stand up, stand up. No problem, no problem.
He's kind of lying on top of me. Not in an obnoxious way, more in a we jumped off of Mount Tom and landed in Pat Kuznir's backyard sort of way.
All right, let me get you up first.
And here's the weird thing. I'd just flown and landed, no worse the wear. Plenty of an accomplishment for one day. But from where I lay on the ground, I could see a pilot soaring thousands of feet above me, his wing an oblong speck against the clouds. And I wanted to be back in that sky. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ben James.